This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
At the end of the parasha, in Parak Chafei Pasuk Vav, says that Vilavnei HaPilag Shim, that Abraham's concubines to their children, Nosan Abraham Matanois. Abraham gave gifts. And Rashi says, what kind of gifts did Abraham give? Shem Tumah Masilahem. He gave them names of Tumah, names of Kishuf. The problem is, asked Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin, the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, on Nun Tes Amud Beis, that B'nei Noach are Muzar on Kishuf. If that's the case, how could Abraham give them Shemais of Tumah? L'chayra, Abraham was Oivar on L'fnei Iver L'Sitei Michshal, because B'nei Noach are Muzar on Kishuf. Furthermore, asked Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin, why does the Pasuk call them Matanois? How in the world do we see in the word Matanois that Avraham Avinu gave them Shemais of Kishuf? So Reb Shmuel Leib brilliantly suggests as follows, that these Shemois were ineffective in the hands of the B'nai HaPilag Shem. They were only effective once they took them and gave them over to somebody else. This is not Lifnei Iver, it's called Lifnei DeLifnei. It's not straight out Lifnei Iver, it's sort of a underhanded Lifnei Iver, because to the B'nai HaPilag Shem wouldn't be Aser, it would only be Aser to the ones they gave it over to, because it was ineffective until they gave them over. That is not a violation of Lifnei Iver at L'Sitei Michshal. Of what benefit was it for the B'nai HaPilag Shem to have it? They now had in their hands Matanois. They had gifts. In other words, it was valueless to them, but it had value in that they could give it over to others. Says Rabbi Shmuel Leib, Chazal see in the word Matanois, what possibly could Avraham Avinu have given his children that didn't have value to them, but had value to the ones they gave it over to? And that is, there is a type of kishuf which is ineffective in the first owner, and is only effective once it's given over, and this gets around the problem of Lifnei Iver at L'Sitei Michshal.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.